day. It's the Cinema Time Capsule Podcast. This Bliss episode, we're reviewing cereals of the 80s. So grab a bowl and spoon and your favorite cereal and join our hosts, Dr. Retro and Child of the 80s.
Cinema Time Capsule's mission is to curate and compile the best genre movies of the 80s for future generations to enjoy. We review the movies with help from our esteemed guests to decide collectively if they are as good as we remember them. The movies that are placed in the Cinema Time Capsule are chosen by you, the viewer. However, we're staying in the house today instead of going to the theater, so head to the kitchen and get yourself a treat. I am your host, Child of the 80s, Jeff. Alongside me is my co-host, the doctor of all things retro, Joel.
Heyo! This episode is a Blitz edition. Blitz consists of us talking about something we love from the 80s. In this one, we're going back to some classic breakfast cereals. Even though we don't usually do votes on a Blitz episode, we thought it'd be fun to put out a few of our favorites and let the viewers put in their own options as well.
Before we begin, Joel, how are the demographics looking this month?
Currently, we have listeners.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Yep, thankfully, there are people out there. Places like Canada. It was a frozen, hostile wasteland.
What an exotic, faraway place.
Yes. America, the United Kingdom, and Germany, Japan, Brazil, New Zealand, Australia. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Worldwide. Thanks. Well, I guess... You know, we're on
several continents.
Yes, we're on most of the continents.
So some of our international listeners will probably have no idea about some of these cereals. So we'll bring them up to speed. Now is the time in the show when we check we find our podcast review of the month. Simon, what do you have for us today?
Well, Jeff, on the Apple Podcast review, T-Bone E, that's three E's, says, grab your Varnays and headbands and hold on tight for the best 80s nostalgia podcast on planet Earth. From Speak and Spell to Red Dawn, these boys cover it all. Really hoping Tiger makes another appearance soon. Nobody puts Juicy Fruit in the corner.
I don't know what that means.
Is that a nickname for Tiger?
I don't know, but maybe. So we will have Tiger is our action correspondent, so we'll have him on for our next action
for sure
episode. Thanks for that profound review. I had a Varney shirt. I only had one because I couldn't afford others. Did you guys ever have a Varney?
I did, but I remember it was probably after it had been cool.
Yeah.
That's when I got it. So, and then my sister and I both had them, and I think she got the design I liked more.
Yeah. I was 2 years after, for sure. What about you, Simon?
My brother spent a lot of his money on his Varney sunglasses, and I thought it was a bit silly, but I didn't have Varney sunglasses.
What about shirt? That was what I didn't know. I wasn't recalling
the name. I couldn't spend the money on that. I had Oakley sunglasses, not Varney's. Wow. So.
Yeah, we used to go to Military Road in Niagara Falls, New York.
Whoa.
And you'd get like the castaways, like
seconds.
The seconds, yeah. So that was what I would get.
Mm.
All right, for this Blitz episode, Joel, Simon, and I challenged each other to revisit our favorite 80s cereals. These are the cereals that we enjoyed sitting on the sofa watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm. The definition of an 80s cereal is anything that we ate in that decade. Of course, there were a ton of cereals available, and we saw them on TV, but as Canadian kids, we could only access a limited number in comparison to our U.S. neighbors. Some of the examples of cereals available, though, on both sides of the border, in no particular order, include Trix, the short-lived C-3PO cereal, Frosted Mini Wheats, another film one. E.T. had a cereal, of course, Captain Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, Cocoa Pebbles, Apple Jacks, Honey Smacks, Nerds? I didn't remember that one.
It's Cap'n Crunch.
Sorry,
Cap'n.
Cap'n. Okay. Sorry. Apologies, Cap'n. Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, Honey Bunches of Oats, regular Cheerios, boo. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Special K, their Lucky Charms, Smurf Berries, and then the ever elusive Monster cereals, which included Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Frankenberry, Fruit Brute, and Fruity Yummy Mummy.
So, as a kid, I was a huge Monster fan. I could only ever find Count Chocula.
Yep.
I may have had it Frankenberry once. I was always looking for the elusive Booberry because I loved blueberries. I could never find it. There were some other ones that we couldn't find in Canada that I desperately wanted. Cookie Crisp.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely. I can picture the whatever animal that is on the front. Was it a wolf?
It's a wizard.
I thought it was a burglar.
He has like a wand with a cookie on it.
I saw it in the States last weekend. Didn't buy it. Obviously a huge error on my part.
Why didn't you buy it? I've been waiting for 40 years.
No. Well, now we'll do it again. And I'm pretty sure it's like a wolf or something like that.
It shows a wolf now.
Okay. You think it was different?
It was definitely a wizard, and he had a wand and had a cookie on it.
Well, so it's truth. I just looked it up. It was, weirdly, it was a wizard, but then there was also a police officer and a cookie burglar.
Oh, yes. I can remember that.
We're all right.
I can remember that one.
I'm the most right.
Yep.
So what were the other cereals that we couldn't get?
You get that, Simon. Ice cream cones. You're eating ice cream cones for...
That would be delicious.
Donuts.
Yep, I saw that one on a website.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live spoof where John Belushi does little chocolate donuts for breakfast?
I can't remember.
The best.
And he's like,
little chocolate donuts.
He's winning a decathlon, and they ask him how, and he shows up with a cigarette.
a cigarette and a donut.
Eat little chocolate donuts for breakfast. Okay. There was also a Nintendo cereal.
Okay.
And
so weird.
And on it goes. Like there was just there was so many different cereals. I think there was each. I don't even remember if I put it in the notes, but each company, the big companies, had about 300 cereals each.
What?
Yeah, throughout the decade.
Wow.
Yeah. So the big ones were Kellogg's, Post, and
General Mills. Or is that
General
connected?
Mills? Yes, and I think Quaker. I think they each had like 200 to 300.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder how many of them were actually just the same cereal with a different spray or whatever.
Yeah.
I can actually picture people spraying cereals. Bob.
Afterwards.
Bob, get the fruit spray out. For this episode, we got very specific and decided that our picks had to be something we remembered eating as kids. What makes 80s cereals so unique in comparison from the other decades, fellas?
I thought that it would be the high fructose content. And I guess it's a different version of it. Because when I went back to look at 60s and 70s cereals, a lot of these cereals that we picked were there. Now, there was probably more healthier cereals. But they had Apple Jacks. They sure did. Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops. So I wonder if, there's more that had no nutritional value. We probably had a lot more of that.
Okay, so high sugar.
Yep.
Is a big one.
Yep.
Anything else?
Well, I mean, it still exists today, but not as much in a way. There's the E.T. cereal and the Nintendo cereal.
Yeah.
A lot of these cereals are probably the same cereal with a different box.
Right.
But
franchise tie-ins.
That it was more about that and the advertising to kids. So get them to like the movie, and then there's a cereal that goes with the movie. You have to get the cereal.
C-3PO,
or
for instance.
Yeah.
And the way that they marketed with the different characters that were selling was a big way to identify the brand. Does anyone remember, and they don't do it anymore, prizes in the cereal?
I was just gonna say prizes, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys get the prizes? Did you have rules in your house?
I don't remember. We probably did.
Yeah, I think, I got the first one and my brother was supposed to get the second one and that kind of thing. And we couldn't just dump it out and get the prize.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How did you do it?
I figured the hack.
Did you get the prize first or did you have to wait till you got to it?
Okay, so in my house, the rule was it had to come out into the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would pull it out, like the whole bag out.
Yeah.
And then I'd start shaking it. And I'd sift it, and then I'd put the toy on the top, and I'd be like the first guy to get it. And I'd be like, every time, oh my gosh, I got this
toy.
Sorry,
Devin. Yeah, I got it again.
How many siblings did you have?
Just one.
Oh, see. It didn't matter who got it in their bowl. it was whoever's turn.
How many times do you remember them being awesome versus disappointing?
I just remember a submarine that you fill with baking soda. That's the only one I remember. Do you guys remember any of the toys?
So we didn't get a lot of the big, we already talked about this. We didn't get a lot of the big sugar cereals. We did get Shreddies. Shreddies had a whole series of Black Hole toys. Mm. Remember the movie The Black Hole?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like signalers. There was you like press them and they opened like shutters and you could like do Morse code with them. Mm-hmm. But the picture was a character from The Black Hole and you could get the whole series and they were awesome. Yep. We loved those. So Shreddies, you know, maybe you didn't love Shreddies, but the toys were top notch.
We'll get to Shreddies in a second.
And there, I looked back and in the 60s, definitely in the 80s, the prizes were much better. Because one of the prizes I saw from in the 60s was if you send in two box tops, you can get bananas for 25 cents. The most disappointing toy for a child.
Especially for you, because you don't like bananas.
I hate bananas.
And then, like, do you remember the variety packs that you would get?
Heck yeah.
And then...
almost never get. I think I may have got once or twice when we went to a cottage.
We would do cottage or camping. Yep. You'd get those. And... my parents liked them because they would actually, there was instructions on how to cut them open.
But how often did you do that?
We did it all the time.
Oh, really?
We forwent the bowl and we cut them open and poured the milk right in. You never did that?
We did, but not often because usually we're at a cottage, we had bowls. So you just open it up.
Yeah. We had a trailer, like a camping one of those ones you jack up, you know?
Pop up.
And it all, we just kept the bowls and everything in there. There was the whole set that lived in there. And we just dumped them out. Yeah.
But you said that...
and then burn the boxes in the fireplace.
Right, yeah. And probably the plastic, too, because at that time we were just let's get rid of garbage.
Probably.
But you said that Corn Pops was not a popular one for you and your brother.
Nobody liked that one.
I liked it.
Yeah. What was the... do you remember the one that, that no one wanted?
Yeah, Raisin Bran. Like, who what kid wants Raisin Bran? There was also Bran Flakes. There was a Bran Flakes one.
That was the worst
one. I would literally throw it outside. And no one would touch it, not even the bears.
There was like one that had like Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops, and maybe it had one. I think it's just regular cornflakes. And then there was another one that had all garbage. Like it all had like it had Raisin Bran and Bran Flakes.
For sure, these were made for children because we found it interesting to have a small version.
Right.
Yeah, were they selling that?
Right. Grandpa was with you though, right?
I know, but he wouldn't be excited of like, oh, good, you got me a small box of Raisin Bran.
Hey, do you remember the prize that would be in Raisin Bran?
Disappointment?
More raisins?
No. It was
the second scoop of raisins?
No, it was a roll of toilet paper. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Breakfast with my Fruity Pebbles.
Tricking Fred out of his pebbles is always an adventure.
Uh-oh, the natives are restless.
I'll save the pebbles.
Big Rock Jones.
Tastes fruity-licious.
Funny.
Time to get into the swing of things.
Post Fruity and Cocoa Pebble cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Yabba-dabba-delicious.
Okay, folks, we're doing our first taste test. I brought, I think part of the reason why people don't eat cereal anymore is because of the invention of soy milk. There was no soy milk back in the 80s. In fact, you couldn't even get skim milk.
What?
It was, I never saw skim milk. It was either 2% or homogenized. So I brought homogenized for the true 80s experience. Which is like an ASMR.
But my 80s experience was we never had anything other than 2%, which then having gone to skim and now soy, 2% is delicious. But so I'm thinking I'm going to be spoiled here.
So we're starting with Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. We're chewing right into the mic, so you may have to turn it down.
We want to give you that full ASMR experience.
And of course...
well, this is good.
It is good. We have to... mention for our American friends that in the 80s, we got our milk out of bags.
Oh, still?
Well, yeah, but we're not having bags today because we got a fancy.
It was expired when Child of the 80s went and got it.
So I did go into the variety store and I was going to get a 2-liter and I looked at the expiration date and it was 2 days ago. So we only have 1.5. So I actually really like this, and I remember Fruity Pebbles as a kid.
But what do you think? Like, to me, when I eat it, I just think this is shredded Fruit Loops. Like, but they like just cut it down.
More. I like
really?
The texture more than a Fruit Loop.
Oh, I don't think
I've ever had this before, and it's really good.
Yeah, I like Fruit Loops.
I might buy it from now on. This might be my
I'm
new
telling
breakfast.
You, it was at Dollarama for $2 a box. So I have, this is my fourth box that I've bought.
And again, for our American friends, Dollarama is like Dollar Tree, yeah. But it's a rama instead of a tree.
Here's the sound of the bag. Here's the sound of the bag.
There's no toy in this one. And it's gluten-free. Thank goodness, because that's one of the considerations you should
Include
on buying.
Back
bad
in the
cereals.
80s, no one was allergic to milk, and no one was allergic to gluten.
Mm-hmm.
So now everyone's allergic to milk and gluten. So no one eats food anymore.
So we'll give that one.
I give that the thumbs up. Yep. Should we do the thumbs up, thumb down?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
I see you're getting cocoa puffs.
Well, or do you want to do Fruit Loops right after to compare?
Sure.
Let's do Fruit Loops.
These are fresh boxes, by the way. These have not been... I'm not a huge Fruit Loops fan.
Oh, man. These are my... Well, obviously, I picked them, so it's one of my...
I'll just take a little smattering. This was always...
Does anyone ever eat cereal with no milk?
No, that's a phenomenon.
Depends on the cereal.
That's a phenomenon my one daughter does. I think it's disgusting.
Melanie does it sometimes like a handful when she just wants something.
Just like a little snack.
Yeah. But...
Depends on the cereal.
And,
yeah.
And since we do have soy milk, then it has to be cold. Like, have your room temperature milk in cereal is not fun.
One thing that some of my friends, sometimes when you had a sleepover, you would wake up and you'd have cereal. The experience was sometimes different because they had different. I had friends that had powdered milk.
Oh,
yeah.
And I had this one friend. His mother was a tyrant, and she would make you drink the milk at the bottom. Whereas I never did that in my house. It was more like you just eat it, and then whatever leftover milk was there, it would be tossed. Did you guys drink the milk?
Oh, yeah.
People like that.
Depends. Sometimes if I put too much milk in, I wouldn't because too much milk.
ASMR.
Oh, man. That was the best part of these cereals, at least, is that milk with the sugar. So good. I mean, our local... Big donut place. I think Donut Monster do it. They did I think a couple places have done cereal donuts where they soak the milk and then they use that as the glaze on a donut.
That sounds
really
interesting.
Good. These are disappointing me.
I'm not loving them.
No,
man.
These are different than because my recollection of Fruit Loops tasted like Fruity Pebbles and this does not taste nearly.
They've actually changed the formula for Fruit Loops. They took something out of it that was,
good
for you.
Yeah, well, or that tasted better.
Well, you notice they're
kind of like socks.
They're not as brightly colored as they used to be.
No, I noticed that right away. They're very dull.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't find our authentic 80s Fruit Loops.
That's probably a good thing.
Probably.
It's probably like the dyes that were used were probably cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go sometimes.
I don't think I need to revisit Fruit Loops.
I'm sad.
I like
Toucan Sam. What did you do?
Toucan Sam. I remember him. He was awesome.
I know. He must be. Maybe he died.
And from the dyes that he ate every morning?
Possibly, or just old age. And now they've gone in and changed the recipe because they're trying to save money or people's lives.
Toucan Sam.
And Toucan is rolling over in his grave.
All right, what's next?
So the other...
Wait, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh.
I'm not going to get them. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm sad to have to give them a thumbs down compared to my memory of them.
I have now switched to Fruity Pebbles.
That's a talented nose.
But wish he could find me fruit flavors like you can, Toucan.
Come, we'll follow my nose. To Kellogg's Fruit Loop Cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Ha-ha, now that's a seal of approval.
So... I wanted to test you guys to see, can you remember what what the slogans were.
I'm not going to get one of these.
For sure you will.
Okay.
Let me just pull up my list here.
Can't get enough of that sugar. Sorry.
See? So, okay, we'll try and do them. We'll do Simon's favorite cereal first. Raisin Bran.
2 scoops of raisins.
In a package of Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Yep.
Stay regular.
All right. Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's something with a B.
They're great.
No.
It's something with a B, but I don't remember.
It's a honey oven.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Frosted Flakes.
They're Honey Nut Cheerios. They're the great. Worst. Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. It brings out the tiger in you.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They're great.
Yep. Honeycomb. Come on, Simon. This was your pick.
No. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no.
That's really stupid. Kind of Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Rice. Somebody that got paid a lot
Who's
of money.
Who's the ad wizard that came up with that?
The guy that came up with Buy Menon.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yep. Well, you couldn't get that out fast enough. Fruit Loops.
Follow your nose? Something about
it always knows.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Okay.
Trix.
Are for kids.
But what do the kids say to...
Silly Rabbit.
Rabbit tricks are for kids.
Got it. Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms. Yep. Cocoa Puffs.
I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yep. Life.
Mikey likes it.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Your favorite, Count Chocula?
What? There was something from Count Chocula?
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. It's not that inventive.
What, like the other ones? Like... The honeycomb one.
This
was?
One is basically.
Menon.
that's how. Yeah, that was actually Count Chocula.
I don't know. It has to
use
be
that
some,
voice.
It's like chocolatey delicious.
No, I want to eat your cereal.
That's so stupid.
Last one, Alphabits.
I did not know. I do not know.
No,
they're ABC delicious.
Okay,
all right.
I didn't do so good.
No. Do you remember what cereals your parents may have purchased for you, but you didn't like and were disappointed when they were in your house? Because mine, I've talked about, is Sugar Crisp.
Can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp.
And
Sugar
if you had Crisp. One bowl that was too much of it, it was puffed barley coated in molasses. It came out in a big one piece.
It was disgusting. You had to get a chisel.
It was gross, and I think we probably convinced my parents to buy it once, and then we threw it away, and then, because kids are dumb.
You were not allowed to throw it away. I was never
we
allowed
probably
to throw
didn't,
anything away.
Well, that's true. I want to say, I can't believe we would have eaten it, because it was so bad.
My parents would have said, well, you're not getting anything else until you finish that, and then I would reluctantly
so maybe
flush
we
it
did
down
that.
The toilet when they weren't looking.
Do you guys remember any that were disappointing?
I was never in agreement with Mikey. I thought Life cereal was always disappointing.
That's your brand loyalty to Shreddies.
You're an animal. So.
Yeah. I was disappointed in life.
Yeah.
So things haven't changed, I guess.
I don't think I disliked any cereals. I think I would like pick and choose, but I don't think I was put off by any of the cereals. No. Like Sugar Crisp for sure. Is there a difference between Sugar Crisp and Honey Smacks?
I bet not. I don't know.
Man, Tony, they're tough. You two up for a little game?
We'll take you on after this complete breakfast, including my vitamin-packed Frosted Flakes. They bring out the tiger in you.
Purpling the net, that ought to be good.
Frosted Flakes, good.
They're great.
You'll show them you're a tiger. Show them what you can do.
Big tiger.
The taste of Tony's Frosted Flakes.
And can she hit?
Brings out the tiger in you.
And you.
So, from Toucan Sam to Tony the Tiger.
They're great! Well, we'll see. It's already open.
Because
I got into them yesterday.
So, my grandmother always had Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Captain Crunch. Always.
Whoa.
Never had orange juice.
Did she eat them?
No, but I had younger... they were a family of seven.
Oh.
So, I had younger aunts and uncles.
Right.
And they were like 10 years older than me. And they only drank Tang as well, no orange juice. So it was a very unhealthy breakfast family. Like, can you imagine that Tang and Frosted Flakes not your balanced breakfast?
Well, you've probably experienced that, right, over the years where you have cereal with milk and then you have a glass of orange juice. Unpleasant.
But Tang, I wish I brought Tang because Tang is amazing.
What? No, it's gross.
No, it's beautiful.
I don't like orange juice generally at all.
Do you like Tang?
Not really. Orange Crush. That's about as orange drink as I get.
It's what the astronauts drank, actually.
Tang. Orange Crush?
No, Tang. It was invented for astronauts.
And I bet they were disappointed.
My dad ate cornflakes every day, and I hated cornflakes, but I loved Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. This still hits for me.
The milk and
it's the best.
The way the milk mingles.
See, then I'm surprised that you didn't put sugar on your plain cereals.
It's different, man, because sugar's granule. This is coated.
I know, but as long as you don't put too much, although I did that, where the sugar would all accumulate and the whole bottom was like just a pile of sugar.
That's disgusting. That is an 80s thing. I would go to...
Been there, done that.
I'd go to sleepovers and see people doing that and just think they were bonkers. So this obviously has a non-nutritive cereal varnish on it.
Later, dudes.
Mm. This is good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
What do you think, Simon?
We might have to start every podcast like this from now on.
That would be a good idea.
I'm getting euphoric right now. I think it's the sugar.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to make it a segment. What cereal are we eating today?
So, what do we think of the Frosted Flakes?
It's top notch.
I give it thumbs up.
That's awesome. They're very, very good. It's so simple. And they didn't change it.
No.
My wife voted for Honey Nut Corn Flakes, which is similar.
Yeah, those are good. I like those.
I think they're hard to find now.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's get the Cocoa Magic Puffs. The Topps Cocoa Magic Puffs. Are these like a knockoff of some other thing?
No, they're Cocoa Puffs. Knockoff of Cocoa Puffs. So I figured they're probably the same brand.
This is in line with your upbringing that you would have all these knockoff cereals.
Yes. Did you have to import these?
I was across the border last weekend, and I went to look for the other cereals that we would like, and then I couldn't bring myself. This was $2.79, I think, for a box, and if I got regular Cocoa Puffs, it was like $6.
Wait a second. You cheaped out. You could have got real Cocoa Puffs and you got a knockoff?
Heck yeah.
This is baloney.
This is imported, though. Cocoa They're Puffs. Imported. It's like fancy imported Cocoa
This
Puffs.
Is not cool, Joel.
And it'll give us a little hit of chocolate milk if you let it soak long enough.
I'll take a little bit more of that.
So I put some in there and then he just kept holding his bowl up.
He gave me like 4 Cocoa Puffs. All right. That's better.
Yeah, I loved I think Cocoa Pebbles was the one that would turn your milk chocolatey. Yeah,
they all do, but that one advertised it on the front of the
box.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
This one probably won't, though, because it's a knockoff. It'll probably make your milk go sour.
No, look. I'm stirring it around. My milk is turning brown, which would normally be a sign of probably not to drink it, but this will make it even better.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yep.
Tricks. We didn't get Tricks. That was a good one, too. Hmm. But it's very fruity, similar to Fruit Loops.
I might have to get that instead of Fruit Loops now.
Tricks are for kids, so we're not kids anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is good. This is Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. I figured the cereals are just like clothing where the one manufacturer makes it, and then they just put a different brand name on it. So thanks, Taps. Friendly market.
That's good. Me likey.
I'll mail myself someplace where there's nothing to make me go cuckoo for my favorite cereal. Delicious, munchy, crunchy, chocolatey Cocoa Puffs. It's part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Cocoa Puffs mail call.
Special delivery postcards for Sonny.
He's not in.
They say, Puff Puff Cocoa Puffs. Chocolate tasting Cocoa Puffs. Munchy, crunchy, chocolatey.
Cocoa Puffs. Yahoo! I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Boy, did I get the message.
Okay, so we're going to start. Jeffrey is going to start us off with his selections of his four favorite cereals from being a kid. Child of the 80s, decided to go with Life cereal, Captain Crunch, Alphabits, and Count Chocula.
Okay, I think for me, I'll get more into it as we're trying these. I just really loved, they all have a certain time in my life. Mm-hmm. It was either, you know, at home, or my grandma always had the sugared cereals, or if I was, you know, on Christmas break, I would get a sugared cereal. The Count Chocula one was because I loved monsters.
Yep.
And I love vampires. So that marketing really worked for me. And then Life was my first recollection of cereal.
I was going to say that, like, that one doesn't fit.
Yeah. It's like, it wouldn't have been like something I would have ran to have like when I was like 12 or 13, mm-hmm. but it was just like probably my first recollection of having a cereal.
Yeah, sadly, Alphabits I do remember enjoying a lot and having a distinct texture and flavor, but they've discontinued it back in 2006.
That blows my mind, because I was looking all over for it. I'm like, it's gone?
Yep. And the same with Count Chocula and all the monster cereals.
Why did they get rid of that one?
Maybe it wasn't selling. You were only buying one box a year, since you rarely eat it. And so then they bring it out now on occasion around Halloween. They'll often...
I just read the notes.
Yeah, let me get to that.
I just read the notes about another monster cereal and maybe why I never really had it.
Yeah, so you'll recall what I listed of the various monster cereals, including Frankenberry and Boo Berry. So apparently back in February of 1972... Frankenberry and Count Chocula included an indigestible pigment that turns some children's feces pink. And so they sometimes refer to this as Frankenberry stool.
Oh my God. That's like that's the first warning sign.
So they reformulated it and took it out, which probably would be disappointing as a kid. You're like, what happened to my poop? It's not pink anymore.
That would have been pretty exciting, actually. Yeah, bring it back, man. Yeah. And how come they didn't find anything wrong with the chocolate one?
I don't know. I guess because that looks the same going in and coming out.
Paging Dr. Marco. Dr. Marco to the podcast. Dr. Marco to the podcast. Stat. Now's the time on the Cinema Time Capsule podcast where we ask Dr. Marco.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Marco from California, medical consultant for Cinema Time Capsule. Today, we are exploring cereals. I've been asked to comment on 80s sugared breakfast cereals and what they do to you. In the 80s, we were eating all sorts of healthy cereals like Alphabits, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cap'n Crunch, and some people are even having just cookies with milk that has been warmed. Incredible, very good, very tasty. You might wonder, are these actually healthy for you? The answer is, no, not at all. These cereals are all terrible. They taste great, but they're bad for your teeth. They're bad for your gut, except maybe Raisin Bran. And, they're just not a really good thing to eat for breakfast. You know, one might then wonder what you should be eating for breakfast. And I would advise you all to try to eat some sausages and cheese and eggs and bread. You know, the good stuff. If you eat that, you will be much healthier. You will also be stronger, and everyone will like you a lot. You know, that's just my medical opinion, but it's also the truth. You know, I think if you look at Jeff and Joel, for instance, you'll notice that they are very pale and sickly looking right now. It's because they've probably been eating too much cereal. What they really should be doing is eating much more breakfast. Well, I think that settles it then. Breakfast cereals from the 80s were terrible for you, but we all survived anyway. And I hope you guys are all able to listen to this podcast and gain lots of useful information that you should trust just as much as the hosts of this podcast about medical things. That's all I've got, everyone. Stay healthy.
Cinnamon, Toast Crunch, cinnamon and sugar. Up a buzz we bake, oh, make pain in the cinnamon. Toast Crunch,
cereal tastes like homemade cinnamon toast. A toasty part of this nutritious breakfast.
Hey, we never did an official thumbs up.
Cocoa Puffs. Awesome. Definitely thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up, but it's sort of conditional. I don't know if I'd want to eat that every day for breakfast. Oh, I got to tell you, it's a little much.
As maybe a 10-year-old?
Yeah, even then, I think.
Really? Oh, Simon, you're so sensible. That's your name, Sensible Simon.
It's just too much.
So
it's
now, as an adult, too good. I have to tell you, this is my favorite sugar cereal.
Yeah.
As an adult, it's sublime.
Have you tried the different types of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
They suck.
What? Have you tried the churro one?
Didn't like it.
It was
I'm an OG.
Amazing, but they've done lots of different varieties.
This doing stuff to my tongue, it's ridiculous. Mm. It's all over the place.
Yep.
It's like a carnival.
Great texture, delicious cinnamon sugar flavor.
You ever have Golden Grahams?
Oh, yeah.
I hated that one.
Why?
It just felt weird.
Mm. I mean, it felt weird.
It was just a weird flavor.
My thing with this one, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, is like I'm really enjoying it right now. 4 or 5, 6 spoonfuls. But I remember having a whole bowl of it. It would get all mushy. And I did not like it when it got mushy.
Fair enough.
And you got to eat small bowls of this. Like you could eat, if you're going to have a big bowl, have 2 small bowls instead. Because otherwise it's mushy.
There's so much sugar. I can feel it coursing through my veins. Yeah. It's very tasty though. You're right. After a huge bowl, Joel just drank the milk.
Yeah.
So I think you like it.
Yeah. On every drop.
Do you guys like the Cinnamon Toast?
Heck, I'm going to give it thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, pull our next
palate cleanser. Palate cleanser.
Life. Honey Nut Cheerios? Life.
I think this is obviously not like a huge fan favorite, but for me, this was the only cereal that I was allowed to have on a regular basis that wasn't quote-unquote sugared, because I think my mom thought it was... It says whole grain cereal on the box, so I thought she thought it was healthy.
Yeah.
But I remember the commercial.
Of course.
Who Mikey doesn't?
Mikey likes it. And
Mikey
then
likes it, yeah.
There was a rumor that Mikey died tragically.
From what?
I'll have to look it up.
Oh. This one, we wouldn't have had because there was no knockoff available at Valdi's. Do you remember Valdi's?
I love Valdi's. It was the first... it was kind of like the first Costco almost.
Kind of, but like way cheaper.
No name.
Yeah, like all cans.
Well, everything was cheaper because it was the 80s.
Yeah, but like it was the cheap of the cheap. And so that's where we would go. And you'd get cereals in bags with no box. And they were knockoffs, but I don't think they did a knockoff of Life brand. So, this is good soggy immediately.
I remember it being totally soggy.
It's a little bit of sweetness.
I never liked this cereal. I never agreed with Mikey.
You like Shreddies.
Yeah, this is just bad Shreddies. Thin Shreddies that don't poke you in the mouth.
Okay,
like,
so,
they're so soft. They just, what? There's nothing to them.
So what was Mikey thinking?
Here's the thing.
He was thinking, I'm getting paid. I'll say anything.
But I wish these were Shreddies, maybe? Was that what he was thinking?
I liked this when I was a little kid because I had a very strange correlation between this and something called Pablum.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know what Pablum is?
Yeah.
It's what our parents fed us as babies.
Yeah. It's baby food.
Yeah, but it was like...
Formula kind of thing.
Kind of. And my sister, I remember, would eat Pablum and I would still want to eat it, so my mom would give me this.
Really?
And so that's why it feels like baby food to me.
So that's why you're... heading to the fetal position shortly? Is that what?
Yeah. I don't mind this at all.
Nope. I guess it's okay.
Nah, I'm giving it thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd need to taste some Shreddies right away. And I mean, I don't eat regular Shreddies. I would get Shreddies with honey, which are delicious.
They are. The regular Shreddies are good too. They're not sugary at all.
If you cover them with corn syrup.
Oh, corn syrup. I remember having that. We didn't have maple syrup. We had corn
syrup. Or honey?
No, we couldn't afford honey.
Yeah.
A little brown sugar, bananas.
Yeah.
I'd do that. Shreddies.
Yeah, I remember. I hate bananas, but I remember that My sister think like them, so then slicing up bananas and putting it on plain cereals. Gross.
Dr. Marco.
What, eating cereal and making it more healthy? Yeah, that's just ridiculous. I know.
Dr. Marco posted, he's been looking for Shreddies in California, and he posted a picture of something called organic waffles, and it looks like Shreddies.
Really?
Yep.
Tell Dr. Marco to send me his address. I'll send him a box of Shreddies.
I send him sometimes Arrowroot cookies because he
can't get them.
He has a weird thing where he crushes Arrowroot cookies and puts them in milk and eats them like cereal.
He said that the other day.
But you know, they can't get those things. But so
maybe we shouldn't trust him.
We can't get grape nuts up here anymore.
Why would you want them?
I agree on that. And Bugles, we can't get those anymore here.
Really? I think
I saw them at the dollar store last year.
Yeah, once they're gone, they're gone. They're not making them anymore. Yep.
I love what are we going to put for snacks on the tops of our fingers?
I don't know. Try Fruit Loops, maybe.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it! Hey, Mikey!
When you bring life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
Those were mine and our friend Dr. Retro Joel. Honey Nut Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs, Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops. Why'd you put Rice Krispies in there? Everyone had Rice Krispies.
I know, but similar to you, that's my early recollection.
Okay, okay.
One that... We did, as I've said in other episodes, we often got knockoffs, the cheaper version as a reference, shopping at Valdi's. Do you remember where Valdi's was?
So Valdi's was, I remember I used to live up on Upper Gauge, and we would go and you'd have these weird big carts.
Yeah.
Like they weren't regular shopping carts. It was just like a barrel kind of thing, and you just... supermarket sweep everything in like
no where name. Was your Valdi's then because we have one down
so
near
it was
us
up
now
Upper Gauge and it was right beside Mother's Restaurant.
Okay, so ours was Kitty Corner to Eastgate. Okay. Behind where Eastside Mario's is now.
Right,
so that was I have so many memories of hating going there.
I hated it.
It was not enjoyable.
Kidney beans. Why do you need 10 cans of kidney beans?
Everything was canned or cereals in bags with no boxes. Jim Gaffigan makes a joke about like the cereal being homeless because it doesn't have
no
a box.
Puffed rice, I remember getting it.
Yeah,
I hated that.
So anyhow, I think because we didn't get a lot of the sugary cereals, we got the basics.
Okay.
I think mostly Cheerios and Rice Krispies. And, you know, Rice Krispies, they marketed it well, the Snap, Crackle, Pop.
I would listen to it. Did you ever listen to it?
Of course.
Simon, did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was like
really the only
it was like an orchestra.
Part of that was interesting.
Yeah.
So what we would do, because we weren't allowed to, we wouldn't spend, you know, $3 on a box of sugary cereal, but my sister and I, we would take spoonfuls of sugar and just douse it all over the top.
Man.
Or because we were saving money and we didn't want the health benefits associated with honey, but we wanted the high sugar content. So we had a lifetime supply of corn syrup.
Oh, I had that
in
too.
The cupboard all the time.
It was that yellow.
Yeah.
Thing and it
had the blue
had a
label.
Honeycomb on
absolutely.
It, but there was no honey.
No,
in it.
No.
That was called syrup in my house.
Yeah, we always had that, and we would fill up the bowl with, you know, the plain cereal, and then just coat the whole top.
Oh.
So then, as you poured the milk in, it would sit on top for a little bit until it could seep through in little crevices.
So we had
way more sugar that way.
I tried that a couple times. It just felt like I was eating sand.
Yeah, I'll finish with the Honey Nut Cheerios and Fruit Loops. They like sweeten the milk on their own. So unlike producer Simon, I've filled up the bowl with milk, and that was like the part I looked forward to.
I hated that
drinking
milk.
It, and the same with the chocolatey cereals, like. Cocoa Puffs, if we got it once in a blue moon. Man, then I love chocolate milk still. It's like my favorite drink.
I would
drink,
do that. I would only drink the milk if it was chocolatey, and I never had Cocoa Puffs. I always had Cocoa Pebbles.
Sure. Does the same thing, and as we said, the Cocoa Pebbles, I think it advertises that you get chocolate milk from it. So in opposition to both of you, I always say add way more milk than you need, kids, because you're going to have a delicious treat at the end of your cereal.
So just your facts, Rice Krispies 1928. Was that a Kellogg's?
I don't know.
Because the Kellogg's guy was, was bonkers.
Yeah. Cocoa Puffs were 1956.
Fruit Loops, 63.
And Honey Nut Cheerios, not until after we were born, 79.
Wow.
But if we want to jump back, yours were the older ones. Alpha Bits was 1957, but discontinued in 2006. Life Brand was 1961. Captain Crunch was 1963. And Count Chocula is 1971. So then if we look to old man Simon and what's keeping his colon what's in great got? Health ever since childhood.
What's he got?
So he selected every child's favorite Raisin Bran. So that was 1925. Then he picked Frosted Flakes, which was 1952.
That's a good one.
We agree with that one. That's a banger. Shreddies, because he didn't want too much sugar, 1953. But he ended sort of on a high note with Honeycomb, 1965.
So I didn't dislike Shreddies or Raisin Bran, but those were...
disappointing by comparison.
Well, in my house, that was like you want to clear yourself out. You're going
to
eat.
The challenge was we had to pick ones that we ate in the 80s.
Yeah.
Those are what I ate because that's what was in the cupboard.
I ate them too.
Yeah, that's why I picked
them. I didn't get excited, but I didn't open the cupboard and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to sit on the toilet today.
The challenge wasn't pick cereals that you found exciting.
That's true.
It was pick cereals that you ate in the 80s. Yeah. These are the cereals
I thought that was
I ate
explicit
in the
80s. So
what was your favorite of those four?
Well,
then?
Frosted Flakes was, we didn't get it very often, but it was the best of those for sure. And I don't think I would like Honeycomb now, but at the time I liked it. Honeycomb is one I would eat without cereal or without milk. I mean,
it had a weird texture because it was huge. So you'd put it in your mouth and
I can only fit one.
Or if I think they were supposed to be wagon wheels, right? Because wasn't there a cowboy?
There were combs.
Maybe they did work in that into.
Anyway, and sometimes one of the spokes of the wheels would stab you in the roof of the mouth.
Right.
So this, but to be truthful, the whole cereal industry began with Kellogg, and it was as a colon cleanser.
Really?
That was the whole purpose of the breakfast cereal movement. There was a whole health movement.
Hmm.
During the early part of the 1900s, and that was the first time that they started packaging up breakfast cereals for people as a health regime, as a daily health regime.
Which I guess makes sense. You do want to start your day with some food, in spite of what I think Dr. Marco would advocate having a meal to begin your day. Now,
sure.
If you selected any of the things that we have eaten today, I think Dr. Marco would also dissuade you from that. These were bad ideas. Advice, all of them are bad ideas. Yeah. There's something better.
Rounding up our cereal discussion, we're going to come back with the results of our vote.
Catch Lucky! He's got Lucky Charms! They're magically delicious!
Always have to be Lucky Charms, the crunchy old cereal with a rainbow of marshmallow surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. Part of this good nutritious breakfast. Oh, they're coming! I'll make a snowmobile and zoom away.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
All right, what do we got next?
Do it. Lucky
they're
Charms.
They're magically delicious.
So I couldn't find alphabets.
No, they stopped making them.
Do you mean alphabets?
Alphabets, yes.
So that was another huge one that my grandmother had, and I would eat that a lot. But I feel that Lucky Charms, the cereal part, is alphabets.
Comparable?
Yeah. This is my daughter Charlotte's favorite.
Well, let's eat as much of it as we can so there's not much left to take home.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of marshmallows.
Me neither.
At all, or just in your cereal?
Not
I think Joel just burped.
No, I didn't.
Sounded like it. I heard,
on Joel's behalf, excuse him, listeners.
You don't like marshmallows at all?
Okay,
or
so
just in your cereal?
I like marshmallows, but I feel the 80s cereal marshmallows are an abomination.
Why?
Just you want more milk?
Just a smidge. That's perfect. Thanks.
You should see Simon's bowl. It's just full of milk right now.
It is not.
They got a weird texture and it crunches on your teeth.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. if you weren't sure.
I don't know if you can. It's like sand. That's why I didn't like sugar on my cereal. It tastes. Oh, but you know what? Once you hit it, once you crush it, it tastes good.
Yeah. It is a weird texture. That's true. The cereal part I'm not really liking. It doesn't taste as good as Alphabits, I remember, anyways.
Alphabits were good, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not into this, guys.
The cereal's okay, but the marshmallows are just too weird.
Yeah.
They're not real marshmallows.
But when you were a kid, didn't you think you picked the bowl? Mm-hmm. I used to pick them out of the bowl. In the United States now, you can actually buy just a bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows. It's a true thing.
Unrelated, diabetes on the rise in America. Diabetes
and that's just not our American friends. That's North America in general. I think we're all guilty of that.
So I hope Dr. Markle can explain how these are considered part of a complete breakfast.
He did not say that at all. I've already heard what he had to say.
Oh, gosh.
It's not part of a complete breakfast.
You mean Post and Kellogg's lied to us?
Maybe.
Unless their part is like, no, it's only part because the other part is the healthy part. This is just something you consume.
Let's put a disclaimer that you shouldn't try this at home. Because I feel we're giving the wrong message that people should eat this and have diabetes. Don't do it. We're experimenting for your benefit.
Yes. This have Shreddies. Everybody, Shreddies and Raisin Bran. That's all you should have.
Thank you, Simon, for saving us. I am sweating now. I have sweat coming from my brow.
This is this might be the last episode,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
my tongue is like,
you know what might actually be sort of messing up the whole thing is the coffee we're drinking. We never had the coffee.
True. Hopefully as a little kid.
Well, as kids, we never had coffee.
And I'm just eyeing, as a bonus, Dr. Retro's got Pop-Tarts. And I remember as a kid, I was not allowed Pop-Tarts for so long, but the first time I had it, I thought it was like crack.
Yeah. We always had Pop-Tarts when we went camping.
Oh, yes.
Camping, Pop-Tarts for a camping trip.
I think that's when we might have had them a couple times.
But by the way, I suspect, knowing what we know about Jeff's childhood, he may have had coffee on Saturday mornings. Who knows?
and then have a smoke with the family.
My mom did smoke.
What's up next?
So did my grandma.
Well, and so did you since you bought them
for
her.
So did a lot of people, It was the 80s. We didn't know what we know now.
Last two.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is Honey Nut Cheerios, and I love it.
Yeah, they're still one of my favorites.
But it wasn't like if I had my pick, which I did once or twice a year, I wouldn't have picked this one because it wasn't like
no, because that when you could probably get away with asking for those because you're, again, like what you said, your parents thought Cheerios were healthy.
It was close.
Or they were healthier.
They have a, heart on them. It says oat fiber helps lower cholesterol. Although I don't know what little kids worry about their cholesterol.
If they are, there's other problems.
I still love Cheerios.
Regular?
Yep.
What?
Oh, love they're so boring.
Yeah. I love them. Well, I'm an old man now.
Said the guy who's endorsing Shreddies.
Well, here's the thing. Cheerios don't have a lot of surface area to hold sugar. So, they just fall through the hole.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear the crunch?
A lot of non-nutria food varnish on there.
Holy.
And
these
honey.
Are good.
I thought we'd need more milk, but we're doing all right. Those taste the same as I recall.
They're good.
Like from being a kid. They don't taste different.
I always thought they had a weird aftertaste.
They do have a bit of a specific flavor. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's
honey nut Cheerio flavor?
Yeah. Maybe it's like the dried honey on the...
I think it's the Cheerios because the Cheerios have the same kind of... I don't know.
The mixture of those
Cheerios aren't as crunchy as this.
No. Because they don't have the honey coating.
I'm gonna look and see if there's actual honey in it.
This ingredient is whole grains. Thank goodness.
Yeah, because you don't want part grains.
No.
Whole grain sugar, golden sugar, cornstarch, honey...
Corn starch.
Golden syrup. Yeah. What is golden syrup? That's something.
Another I think that's kind of like corn syrup.
That's something
that's
bad.
That's like corn syrup.
I feel like I'm climbing a mountain now.
Well,
like I feel like I'm in the Boston Marathon or something. So I'm starting to die out.
Yeah. Well, we only got one more to go, right? Hey, which ones did you buy in the States?
Corn Pops.
Just those
or
ones.
Or Cocoa Puffs, sorry. I didn't have Cocoa
Just
Puffs.
Those ones?
Cocoa Puffs, yep. Because I did look. The only other one that we didn't have that I thought about buying was Cookie Crisp.
Mm. Was it there?
Yeah.
What? Oh, I wish you did that. I've never had it.
Oh, sorry.
That was like the one on Saturday morning, the cartoons.
Yeah.
That would come on, and I'd want it so bad. And we would never
have to get it,
it
next time. Oh. That'll be on our next episode. Tune in while Jeff gets to experience Cookie Crisp.
For the first time.
For the first time.
I was just curious because I was just noticing, you know, that the French on the boxes, oui. Right? Which doesn't have the Cocoa Pops don't have it. Yeah.
Yep.
Le Français, I mean. Yep.
I think this is our final.
Yes.
This is the final.
This was my favorite.
Unless you want to eat some Pop-Tarts.
I do want to eat some Pop-Tarts.
So I got a traditional strawberry because that's the one I remember.
Yeah, that's
And
the
then
best
they
one.
Make so many different flavors that then s'mores.
Nah.
I'm only,
it's actually, it was okay.
I'm only going to be able to have a bite of one of those because I'm dying right now.
Maybe we can ask Melanie to go pick up some insulin.
So this was my favorite.
Saved for the end because that's it might destroy our mouths. You should probably put a lot of milk on this.
This is the one, you're right about this one. I would frequently feel like I was cutting my mouth on this.
Are we giving the Cheerios thumbs up or thumbs down? We never really did that.
I'm gonna
give it a thumbs down.
What?
Yeah. No. Meh.
He's offended.
I'm not offended. I just don't.
Oh, I mean, Joel's offended. Oh.
I can't believe it. I'm definitely giving Cheerios.
So I'm not sure why. Cap'n Crunch was my favorite. I don't know if it was marketing. I don't know.
Probably.
It's corn-based.
Peanut butter flavoring. That's
Is
yummy.
That what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it?
There's a cruncher. Oh, my gosh. It's so good, man. Oh, my gosh.
There's not much to it, but it tastes the same. This is how I remember it tasting.
It's ripping through my body right now.
I don't remember. I'm sure I've had these, but I don't remember having them.
This is my happy place.
They're a bit smaller than I recall.
We're just bigger.
Think so?
Like, I feel like I'm drifting off into the coma now, and I'm okay with it, because I feel warm. Complete.
All your cereal childhood memories coming back, taking you to the other side.
This is a good one. I am coming to the light.
Well, maybe it's not peanut butter. They do make peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
I know someone voted for a peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, that's probably why I was thinking that.
So I'm going to give it a thumbs up. It holds up for me, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to ever eat it again. Joel, is it a thumbs up? Or
yep, thumbs up for me.
Simon?
I don't think I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
He loves it.
I don't love it at all. I mean, it wasn't awful.
He's hearing his mother in his ears.
No. Simon, it's not you healthy. Need your fiber.
No.
I'm worried about you, son.
You're impacting your colon right now.
That will never leave your
body. Simon's
drinking
the milk. He's drinking the milk. The guy that said
you
he didn't
like
it.
You gotta drink the milk.
I won't ever drink it.
That is totally weird. There's milk. Something wrong with you.
It's a stance.
Plus it's, you know, it's all full of sugar goodness now.
No, it's just
it's like chocolate
yourself.
Milk almost.
So these guys are powering through. I'm not going to finish it. This is my favorite cereal, but I can't.
You had a bigger bowl than I did, too, though. So.
I am.
You're saving it.
I'm going for a nap now. good night, everyone. I may not wake up. I'm like Sonny Von Bülow.
All right. So I guess we're done. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about some actual talk about.
We're going to sit on the toilet because we're going to be impacted for the next 5 days unless we get some Raisin Bran in us.
All right, that's a little too much information. All right. See you after break.
Jean Lafitte, you barefoot pirate. What have you done with Cap'n Crunch?
We know you captured him.
Where is he?
That is for me to know and for you to find out.
All right, Carlisle, start the torture.
Torture? Oh, no, not that.
Now will you tell us?
No.
We're beaten.
Not yet. Jean, how would you like a big bowl of Cap'n Crunch cereal?
Oh.
It's sweet and crunchy.
Mm.
It's got corn for crunch and oats for punch.
And it stays crunchy, even in milk.
Enough, enough! I'll tell.
Where is he?
He's right here.
Captain Crunch!
Sacre bleu! Quel délicieux!
Lafont, I'll never forgive you for this.
For capturing you?
No, for eating the whole box.
Captain Crunch, from Quaker.
And we're back, Joel. What is the results of our vote?
So this time we did allow viewers to add their own options.
Are you going to go with those to begin with? Should we go from lowest to highest?
Sure.
Okay.
So we had some folks add in some series that we had not selected, and we're grateful for that because they reminded us of options, and some of which we partook of during our taste test, as you heard. So things like Sugar Crisp, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Corn Flakes, Fruity Pebbles, and Lucky Charms were added, which were delicious. Well, minus Sugar Crisp. So, producer Simon, he's busting out a Pop-Tart.
Hold on, yeah, Simon, like, we're reading this, and all I can hear is foil wrapping. He's opening up a Pop-Tart right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, those look good.
See what happens when you're on a regime of high fiber child.
We didn't even talk about the Pop-Tarts.
Well, wait, don't bite that, because we're going to all bite it together.
Okay.
Okay.
At the same one.
I thought you weren't having it.
No, we're going to...
He's going to have one bite.
We're going to have one bite.
But, okay, so, yeah, we better get through these voting results, because I really want a Pop-Tart.
Give us with the bottom of the
barrel.
Okay,
so, shockingly, as Simon said, it's what we did eat, and maybe this was someone's favorite, but three people really liked Raisin Bran.
Are we doing percentages?
No, you gave just numbers.
These are percentages.
Oh, 3%?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry. 3% of the vote was Raisin Bran, which surprisingly...
Who would pick that as a kid?
I think Simon might have and got his parents to vote.
Yeah, I think so.
But then it was tied with your favorite, Count Chocula. 3%.
Yeah, I guess, because you couldn't find it.
Maybe. 8% of you selected Honeycomb.
Oh, wow.
10% Fruit Loops, which is what I picked. 13% Frosted Flakes, tied with Alphabets, and the winner by a wide margin was Captain
Crunch. Once again, Charlie Ace has his pulse on the retro community.
It's a pulse that's quickened with the amount of sugar he's consumed.
I thought it surprises me how the margin. I thought Frosted Flakes would be way higher.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know if they would necessarily win, but I thought it would be closer.
Maybe people did pick, like, I only had Cap'n Crunch once a year, and I loved it so much that was what I wanted, even though, like, I liked Frosted Flakes and I would eat that all the time, maybe.
I had a friend that loved Cap'n Crunch so much. We were in university together, and he had a whole jumbo box, and he came back from a night of, you know, debauchery.
Revelry.
And he said, I'm going to have some Cap'n Crunch. And all of a sudden, he took the Cap'n Crunch and he poured it all over the top of his head. And it fell in all over his body. And he just started eating handfuls from his body.
Oh, that seems like a waste.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did he pour milk all over himself too?
Yeah. People go crazy for this stuff.
Wow, yeah. Well, let's take the people home with a last taste test.
A little taste test of the Pop-Tarts?
Okay. Yeah. You can have your own. Just bust one up. Oh. You can have one on your own.
I used to.
You guys gonna share, here,
yeah, we'll
Pop Tarts were forbidden in my household, and then sometimes they would appear. I like them toasted better.
Oh, me too.
But they would be burning hot lava.
Yeah,
you put them in your mouth and you burn your tongue.
These ones look like they're thinner than I recall, but yeah, I definitely didn't have these often. Maybe a couple times, probably if we went away.
This was an American like advertising sensation. This tastes awful.
Well, it's pretty good.
They're definitely better toasted.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
As he took another bite.
Yeah,
my tongue is sweating.
We should be clear. We're eating the strawberry.
I really like this now.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't eat anymore.
I think it's good. And,
no, it's not. Avoid it.
And I also got some s'mores one. And those ones are delicious because the pastry is actually graham cracker flavored.
I did not know that.
So it's good.
Well, we should probably try one of those on the outro as well. Joel, why don't you talk us out here?
Take us home.
I'm at home.
All right. Take our viewers home.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. We appreciate you watching along or listening along with us. Thanks for voting, sending us your ideas. If you'd like to have your voice heard on air, and we would love that, please go to our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. You can email us at cinematimecapsule@gmail.com. And also, please share the podcast with your friends on the platform of your choice and leave us a review where possible.
And folks, we'll see you at the movies.
This has been the Cinema Time Capsule Podcast. For more information about Cinema Time Capsule, please email us at cinematimecapsule@gmail.com. This podcast was produced by Simon Wielden. The theme song was performed by Bruce Turney and Simon Wielden. Thanks for listening.